I got a vibe tells me I should be sitting in on this scene for a while.
Episode of Transformation Animation Podcast features Stephen C. Phillips, Mike Blanchard, and Michael Wilson.
Hello, and welcome to Episode 0 of Transformation Animation Podcast. I am your host, TF Joe and Mike, and joining me is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
And Pecan Court Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
So, yes, it is going, and we are back. It's been a while.
Again.
Yeah. No, it's actually been, well, it's been about 6 months since we, the three of us have recorded together. More so for Michael rather than me and Steve, because Steve and I record at least once or twice a week. Yeah. So, Michael, where the hell have you been? What the hell have you been doing?
Pretty much the same thing I always do. You know, lots of drinking and playing video games. Kidding aside, just doing the dad thing. You know, my boys are getting older and older all the time. Gavin's turning 3 next month. Aiden will be 5 in August. They're really, really cute at this age. You know, and we have the whole summer to play with them now. So it's going really good. Can't complain.
That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was coming up for titles for this one, we usually use acronyms for the podcast titles. And I was going back and forth, and then TAP just hit me. I was like, okay, Transformation Animation Podcast, because I didn't want it to be Transformers Animated the Podcast. You know, I didn't want it to actually be the actual show name, because that's technically copywritten. So yeah, and then I came up with the whole TAP thing, and it's always been, I don't care what Michael says, it's always been the next logical step in the GCRN's Transformers franchise podcasts.
It's the second logical step.
No, it is the only logical step. We started with G1.
Yeah.
Then we were the first podcasters to do a full-on review podcast of Beast Wars and Beast Machines, and now we are getting animated.
And we didn't get that other show that kind of came between the two.
The other show was Japanese. It doesn't count.
Well, okay, fine. Yeah.
We got rid of the Armada from Energon and Cybertron.
Well, he's mostly talking about R.I.D.
I was referring to Robots in Disguise. I wasn't a big fan of Armada and Cybertron and Energon.
I don't think anybody was necessarily in that order.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the trilogy, to be honest. I skipped most of it, but Robots in Disguise, I watched, you know, faithfully. I recorded it and watched it. I really enjoyed that show.
If it was in English, we probably would cover it.
It's not in English.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If you ask around the fandom, Skybite is one of the most beloved characters.
Yeah.
One of the most beloved in Transformers fandom. Yeah. And it's in English, yeah. It was originally in Japanese. I mean, and it was dubbed. But then again, so are a lot of other shows that came to the U.S. that are really pretty good. But, sure. You know, I think eventually, maybe once we get past this and let's say, review some of that Transformers Prime stuff, we might want to circle back and do Robots in Disguise, because it is a very good show. And I think you're going to find it's going to be one of those situations where before you actually watch it, you go, oh, I hate that show. That show sucks. And then you watch it kind of like animated, and you go, ooh, I like this show.
Isn't that the one where what's-his-name is the one that I hate that voices Optimus Prime? Neil Kaplan,
yeah, Neil Kaplan.
Neil Kaplan, there's an automatic mark against it.
No, David Kaye was Megatron.
In Rid?
No.
No?
No.
Megatron.
He didn't pick back up as Megatron until Armada.
Yeah.
All right, who is Megatron in Robots in Disguise now?
I have no clue. I've never actually seen the series.
Positive. I'm almost positive that was Kay, but
I am positive 100% it's not.
Right.
I can tell you anything about that dude's voice profile.
He can. It's true. He stalked him.
I do. Not in the dark way.
I know.
Why, hello there, precious. I'm under their bed.
So wrong.
Yeah, that's so wrong.
I'm looking it up on behindthevoiceactors.com. Yeah, shameless plug for Kevin there.
Yeah, he'll be coming up later. So while Steve's looking it up, we've got several topics that we're going to hit in this introductory episode. Basically, what we are going to do is we are going to cover every single Transformers animated episode. We're also going to have some toy discussions here and there. Those are probably going to be special, like 0.5 episodes at some point. Don't know exactly how we're doing that yet. The only thing that I had originally gotten straightened out is that the podcast will be 15 episodes, which will include every single episode from the cartoon. I have both volumes of the AllSpark Almanac, so you'll probably hear me looking at some of that, or not hear me looking at it, but you know, I'll probably read some of the stuff out of that, or I'll probably like go to that for interesting factoids, so I don't actually have to type and search for stuff. You know, what this podcast won't be, it won't be the dark mess that the Beast Unleashed podcast is.
No, I think we're going to go for a lighter tone in this series.
Yeah.
This is, for all intents and purposes, this is a kid's show. Arguably, you know, Beast Wars was a kid's show. It was very slapstick, very comedic, but the writing was just top-notch, and it gave a lot of fodder for discussion. Beast Machines, arguably not a kid's show, because it was just so dark and really drove us down into a hole that maybe we shouldn't have gone into. But Transformers Animated, just 100% kid stuff. It's very cute. The thing that I think really endeared it to fans was the fact that Marty Eisenberg and Derek Wyatt had such a grasp of what made the fandom great, and they infused their show with it.
Yeah.
Still very much a kid's show, but every turn there's a nod toward G1, Beast Wars, the stuff that us older fans enjoy.
Before you go any further, Megatron / Galvatron and Red was played by Daniel Reardon.
Daniel Reardon.
That's what it says on the wiki, and I know that's what it says on Behind the Voice Actors, because I remember seeing his name on the RID entry.
Okay, I'll buy that, sure.
Well, I can send you the link to the wiki.
I was scouring the wiki as we were looking at this, and I'm like, who did the voice for that? It was killing me. You know, for some reason I thought it was Kay.
No, it wasn't Kay.
Oh, well. Anyway, regardless, it's a good series. I'm sure once you've actually seen it, you'll change your mind on it. Decide that it's actually pretty good.
So yes, back to animated. So we won't have too much of the dark humor that The Beast Unleashed had. I'm sure we'll have some sort of humor in here at some points.
I think it's all going to be humor. We're gonna have to find some new internet memes to ape on, I think.
Michael always tells me, every time that he and I or the three of us ever get on a Skype call, he's like, you should be recording this. We say funny shit.
Even when we're not talking about a particular show, just things
that
we say
just
happen
to
make me
general
up.
Conversation. We just say, it's like, we are the podcasting comedians.
I can't really say that. I mean, I don't consider myself a comedian. I just, occasionally I say something that makes me giggle. And even after the fact, when I'm listening to it, I'll be like, ha, that was funny. I can't believe I said that.
Yeah. So what this podcast will be, as I said earlier, you know, we're going to cover all the cartoon episodes. We're going to potentially have interviews with the creators, writers. An interview I'm most gunning for on this one, of course, I have to find the information again, but one of the ones I'm most gunning for, and it will probably be a TAP / ATTF crossover interview, Susan Blue. we need to get her because, you know, 25 years, she's been with Transformers since G1.
Yeah, that would be the Holy Grail. Because not just because, you know, she was RC in several series.
No, it's specifically because of her overall involvement in the franchise.
Right. She has been the voice director for all the modern shows, as well as a voice actor in the older shows as well. So,
yep.
No, that would be a huge coup.
And she's voice acted and animated as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. As I said, RC across several different shows.
Yeah. I know I can get Derek J. Wyatt. I do have a connection for Marty Eisenberg. I would love to talk to Matt Youngberg and maybe Sam Register as well. We will also be talking with hopefully several of the voice cast at some point or another throughout the podcast lifespan. Steve, what are you – all right, let's – before we go any further as far as what the show is going to be, Steve, what are you most looking forward to from this podcast venture here?
Well, one, I'm looking forward to talking with the both of you again. We always had good times despite getting irritated with each other towards the end of The Beast Unleashed.
I was going to say, yeah, because it's such a fun time.
Yeah, it is most of the time, unless we start getting on each other's nerves. But other than that, I mean, it's not that bad of a show. I look forward to actually discussing it and seeing what everyone's opinions are.
Yeah, I actually wish that there was more Transformers cartoons that are, you know, U.S.-based that we could actually, you know, go back and do again, because it seems like we're running out of material. Michael, what about you? What are you most looking forward to from this one?
Well, I tend to drink a bottle of wine before each show, so that's really what I'm looking forward to. I'll be sure to tell you guys all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once we get into the conversation, and I start slurring. we've had a lot of fun together. I actually was really looking forward to doing this podcast with you guys, just because, you know, it's a streak. We got to keep it alive, right? I mean, we did the G1 podcast together. We did the Beast Wars podcast together, and you know, as Steve said, that toward the end of Beast Machines. We were grating on each other a little bit, and I think that was just due to the fact that the nature of the show was just so dark.
Yeah.
It really, you know, it's like having that the one ring around your neck and just making you evil.
Yeah.
Blanchard's not going to know what this is because he doesn't like Lord of the Rings, but, you know, Steve's over there nodding his head. Yeah.
Well, it's like the hate plague.
Yeah.
There you go. That's even better.
We put it in Mike's
terms.
Red
and we're gonna chase each other and tag. Ah, you're it. You know. No, I.
Wouldn't you like to be a Peppa too?
That's right.
That's almost as good as the actual sound clip.
Eric Idle. I don't think Eric Idle was the. No, anyway.
No, he wasn't.
What it comes down to is, yeah, it was. That was a dark show. I don't really want to see that duplicated, and I really think that due to the nature of the animated show, this is going to be much more lighthearted. I think we're going to be laughing and having more fun with this one.
Yeah. Now, when did you get Steve? Did you pick up on this show at all? Like in the beginning when it first started airing, did you ever try to watch it at all?
Yeah. I remember thinking when I was watching it that, unlike you, I was going to give it a shot.
I'll get into my stuff way later.
Yeah, Captain Crap Basher. But anyways, I thought I'd give it a shot. And from what I saw of it from the initial introduction, I was pretty impressed. So I was able to go back for more, even though some of it was kind of unneeded and extremely childish. But it still was a fun ride overall, but it really hit its stride in season 3.
Yeah, it
really
did.
I was thinking season 2 was hit its stride. Season 3 was just gravy.
Oh, that's what I mean. It was complete fan wank the entire season.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. You know, I was really looking forward to it when I found out that it was going to be in the same style as Teen Titans, because I really liked the Teen Titans show. And the thing I liked about it, which, you know, I know it's not for everybody, but because it was an American show, but it had a lot of nods to Japanese anime. And you know, they had the close-up chibi face with a big tear across their head, you know, things like that. I think that's kind of cool. You know, it's a staple in anime, and I really enjoy anime. It's not for everybody, but I think that the Transformers animated kind of, it went along those same lines. It had a lot of the same animation styles, but it didn't jump quite into that deep into the anime look. You didn't have the, you know, the chibi heads with the big teardrop next to them.
Right. Yeah.
You know, their face wasn't reduced to, you know, little scrunchy lines with a red hash on top of it. If that makes any sense. I don't know if it will to Blanchard. I don't think he follows anime.
It does. I have seen some anime. I just don't watch it at all. I mean, I've seen some in the past. Like, I saw some, like, oh, God, I don't know, over maybe 5 or 6 years ago, longer than that. I have seen some anime, so I know what you're talking about. It's just I choose not to watch that style of cartoon.
Well, even if it's just like Pokemon, you know, something like that, then, yeah, you've seen it. You know, you follow, you understand.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really liked Teen Titans, and I thought, you know, I could see a show going in this direction. I think it would be really neat. And once it came out, you know, I was already looking forward to it. But then, you know, they didn't do things that people were complaining about. Like, the fandom was all up in arms because they were saying the transformation was going to be like a Tasmanian devil tornado, and then they were going to transform. And it's like, oh, we can't have that, you know. And we had just suffered through Beast Machines. So, you know, we knew what horrible transformations looked like. But, you know, overall, I really enjoyed it. I walked into it wanting to like it, and I was so pleasantly surprised that I literally watched the episodes as they came on TV. So, grown adult here watching the show on Saturday mornings.
That was my first issue with this show. Was when it came on.
That's what
originally when it premiered, it came on Saturday morning at 10:30. Well,
yeah.
At the time, I was doing when it started in 2008, I was still doing TFG1. You know, we were just getting ready to launch the network. Half the time, I was up till 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning Saturday morning from the previous night. And I would sleep until 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. You know, it's one of those things. And it's like, I've done this several times on not just this show, but on other shows. It's like, I'll wake up on Saturday morning, I'm like, okay, cool, cartoons. I'll see what cartoons are on. But I've woken up at 11 o'clock, right when the damn thing is ending and the next cartoon, which isn't what I wanted to watch, is coming on. So that was my first gripe about the show. When I first saw, you know, a couple of full episodes, I saw one with Angry Archer, I saw one with Professor Princess, and I'm thinking, I know they're trying to placate the kids, but these are the worst human villains ever.
Oh, Aaron Archer gets his own villain, and you bash it? Come on.
Now, hold on. Wait a second. I didn't know that at the time. I didn't know it was based on Aaron Archer. I was just... 2008 is when I had just started getting back into collecting. I had just started getting back into the fandom, and I had just started, you know, getting to know everything again.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you know, I've got to be cut a little bit. Yeah, it does, actually. that's one of the reasons why I recorded my old blog post that I wrote back in 2008, or I actually wrote a review of Animated for PredaconEmpire.com. Shameless plug. And I actually, before we had started this, so Steve could have something for the feed for Transformation Animation Podcast, I read that blog post aloud over the air, and I recorded it, and I put music under it and all that stuff, and that's on the feed for TAP. And I said,
back when you were bad-mouthing it before you had actually seen it?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. And I was like, you know, give it a shot. Give it a chance.
Yes. So I recorded this. It's on the feed. It's Transformers. I think it's TFA from Hate to Love or something similar to that. And I just couldn't stand it. I just couldn't. And I said, okay, well, because I can never remember to actually watch the cartoon, when the DVDs get announced, I'm like, all right, cool. I'll get the DVDs and, you know, I'll give it a shot. And I really didn't give it a shot until I first saw season 3 premiere episode Transwarped. Because it was super hyped up. They were going to, you know, fanwank everybody, like Steve said, and all this and all that. And as soon as I saw that episode, I went back. I bought the Season 1, Season 2 DVDs, and we'll talk about those a little bit later. Or as the show goes on, we'll talk about those a little bit later.
I really wish I'd picked those up when they came out of the stores.
Yeah.
And I thought, nah, those are going to go on sale, and I'll pick them up then. And now you can't find them.
Yeah,
and
you
can't. If you do, they're $80 on eBay.
Yep. Which is kind of weird. So I picked up the DVDs. I went back and I watched it, and I really, really enjoy it. I've seen bits and pieces of Teen Titans. Half the stuff of Teen Titans that I've seen, that I've been able to find on YouTube, is mostly people using the animation for friggin' AMVs and music videos and all this and all that bullshit. Well, I'm just saying, like, for me, Teen Titans wasn't a show that I really cared about.
Right.
It's not in the DCAU continuity, so it wasn't anything that I really cared about. I don't, you know, fully hate the show on its own, but... So I didn't see the comparison of animation styles, and I didn't find the animation style of Transformers Animated to be as garish as everybody had said it was. It's like, oh, this sucks. Why isn't this G1 style? Blah, 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 blah.
Eh.
There's plenty of hints.
There's a lot there. There's a lot to enjoy. I appreciate that it's a different take. It's as different a take on G1 as Michael Bay's movie was a different take on G1.
Oh, God.
Or at least the style, I should say. Even to a certain extent, the storyline. Because here we've got an animated, you know, we've got a story that takes a nod from G1, but kind of turns it on its head a little bit and says, well, you know, things like the Prime isn't actually the leader, the end-all, be-all. He's just a captain. He's a captain of a ship. That's what you call the captain. He's the Prime. You know, and that's unheard of in G1. What are you, crazy? You know, Optimus Prime is the leader of all the Autobots. Yeah, but like I said, just different enough to make you go, huh, this is kind of neat.
Yeah. It's very, very, very cool, actually. I'm actually just looking at the opening book of Transformers Animated, the All-Spark Almanac, Volume 1. And all the different logos, like this originally was going to be called Transformers Heroes. I'm so glad that didn't happen, because it's kind of like, oh, Transformers Ninja Hero Turtles or whatever, something stupid like that.
I think that's originally what they were going to call the series.
Yeah, Transformers Heroes.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then
I was thinking you were saying the Allspark Almanac was supposed to be called Heroes.
No.
Oh.
No. But I'm looking at the early logo ideas and that are just like on the table of contents, and they all look really, really cool, but I'm so glad with the logo that they decided to choose on. I really like that. That's a really cool logo.
Okay.
What else?
I need to talk to Jim Sorensen.
Again.
No, I mean, now that we're into it, I mean, this guy wrote the book, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we will so have Jim on. But I'm saying I've talked to him before.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen him at BotCon. You know, we didn't record anything there, but he's a nice guy. Really nice guy.
Yeah. So, let's see. The next point of business is listener feedback. Again, the voicemail line. If people just want to record MP3s for their voice, they can email them to tfgandmike@gmail.com. I know there are tons of Transformers Animated fans out there, so I know that there's probably going to be a lot hopefully a lot of people listening to this one, because I know there's a huge fandom for this franchise. Any other thoughts before we go to some ads, guys? Steve?
No.
I have a thought. I'm actually thinking that this series takes a couple, you know, serious looks back into Beast Wars. And not so much tying Beast Wars into the continuity, but including characters that were from the Beast Wars series. And, you know, not the exact character, but, you know, nods. You get a Rat Trap in there, you get a Black Arachne in there, things like that.
Well, you got all the Maximals at one point, but...
At one point, yeah, they pop their little heads up in the jungle. And, yeah, so there is that. And I'm thinking that, you know, with any luck, you know, people will say, hey, we have to take a second look at all that Beast Wars stuff in case, you know, people have actually seen this show and haven't seen Beast Wars. Well worth going back and looking. Well worth going back and listening to the Beast Wars Unleashed.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. If I can manage to get it out. Beast Unleashed podcast.
Funny. Yes. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see after we get this one done the evolution of the GCRN's Transformers podcasts from G1 to the Beast Unleashed to this.
And then after the task, maybe the Robots in Disguise?
Potentially.
Heck yeah!
If it's on DVD here in the U.S., maybe.
Oh, that's a good question. Is it on DVD?
I don't know.
I'm going to get our good friends from Shout Factory on the phone.
Oh, my God.
See what they have to say about that.
Yeah. All right. So we are going to head to some ads, and then we've got a Transformers Animated Virgin in Optimus Solo. He's going to be giving us some thoughts, and then we are going to respond to that, and then we'll close the show.
Transformation Animation Podcast will be back after these messages.
Soundwave, jam that transmission! Rumble Frenzy, Ravage Rapbat, Eject, Operation Interference.
No, there will be no Operation Interference. I am TFG1 Mike, and you should be listening to my very first podcast, the TFG1 Podcast. 24 episodes covering the entire U.S. run of the 1984 Transformers cartoon. I also have a few supplemental episodes and an interview with Stan Bush. I bring in guest hosts who will be full-time co-hosts in Steve Megatron and fan of the show, now co-host Pecan Court Michael. So check out the TFG1 Podcast. You can find it on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Transform and roll out!
Welcome to my throne room, fugitives. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes, or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
Hey guys, it's Optimus Solo, coming at you live from Cybertron. And every episode, you're going to get to listen in as this Transformers Animated Virgin gets tapped. That's right, I have never seen a single episode of Transformers Animated, so you're going to get to hear my reactions as I watch every episode for the very first time. Now, since the guys aren't discussing any actual episode just yet, I thought I would take this opportunity to let you in on my first reactions and opinions about this show. First of all, I've been a Transformers fan since 1984 when I was 3 years old. In fact, I've collected Transformers toys since that same age. I even saw the 1986 movie in the theater. But for some reason, I have never sat down to watch this particular series. I think the main reason for that is because, like many people out there, I can't stand the animation style. And for those Tooncast fans out there, you should know that if I don't like the animation style of a show, I'm probably not going to watch it. Now, granted, animated style is not as bad as Dexter's, Fairly Odd Parents, Powerpuff Girls, and all that other crap. But there's just something about animated that went against everything I had grown to love about the Transformers franchise. I mean, come on. The franchise is supposed to be about big giant robots fighting each other. You know, manly stuff. And regardless of the storytelling, the voice acting, the characterizations, etc., this animation style is anything but manly. Given that, though, I still want to give the series a chance and find out once and for all for myself if the writing can truly outweigh this craptastic animation style like everybody says it does. So on one hand, you're going to get to hear some in-depth breakdowns from the guys, true animated fans, and on the other hand, you're going to get to hear some quick reactions from yours truly. So let's have some fun while we take this journey together. I just hope I'm still standing at the end.
Now back to Transformation Animation Podcast.
So yes, that was Kevin, and we stuck him on Cybertron. He's actually stranded there. What do we think of Kevin's little introduction, Michael?
I think it'll be interesting to see his take on things. I mean, Kevin likes Transformers.
Yeah.
And it was just odd that he's never seen this series before. But, you know, hey, maybe he sleeps until 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturdays and didn't see any of those episodes, unlike some people, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, hey, let's see what he thinks. I'm sure he'll enjoy it.
Steve?
Yeah. Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. I just want to let the listeners know, Kevin's take is going to, like, when we cover next time, when we cover Transform and Rollout, the actual quote-unquote movie that started the series, obviously we're going to be going in-depth, and Kevin is basically just going to have under 5 minutes to just give his quick thoughts on stuff. So that's how the show is going to play out as far as Transformation Animation. Because we are now to the format of 3, at max 4 episodes per podcast, we are actually, and I know Michael will probably argue with this, but my goal for this show is to get it done by the end of November. So we are actually making this podcast weekly.
Woof.
It will release every Monday, just like the Beast Unleashed podcast did. This episode will premiere June 26, 2011. So the next time that you will hear from us is... Crap. Calendar. Lovely.
Ha-ha!
Yeah. Next couch, time you'll couch, hear couch, from us is seven, July 3rd.
28,
29. Yay. And hopefully in July we will have a couple of interviews lined up, so there's that bonus.
Excellent.
Any other thoughts before I go through the outro?
Nope.
No, it's a pleasure to be working with you gentlemen once again.
Agreed.
I know we're not supposed to cross genres, but why is Kevin Conroy's voice flashing in my head? Gentlemen, it's been an honor.
We're not dead yet.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for joining us here on Transformation Animation Podcast. As always, get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each episode post. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. I'm sure by the time this episode is up, the feed will be in iTunes. Follow us on Twitter. The short name there is TFA Podcast. Mine is TFG1 Mike. Michael, what is your Twitter?
PeconCT Michael.
And Steve?
Burn Toast. I'm joking. SCP-21.
There's a guy named Burnt Toast on Twitter. He's going to be so pissed at you.
Nice.
Why am I flashing to the night Michael showed me the Burnt Toaster Transformer on Skype chat video? Oh, my God.
I've got that one. That's awesome.
Yeah. Ejector or whatever it is. Anything's better than a rector. Anyway, become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcast or Radio Network. I can tell Michael's laughing his ass off over there.
There is a Burn Toast on Twitter. He's from Toronto.
Friggin' Canadians. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Transformation Animation Podcast and wish you'll join us next time when we'll be reviewing the movie that kicked off Transformers Animated, that being Transform and Roll Out. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Michael Wilson.
and rotten asparagus.
Burnt Toast. His name is Pierre Schneider. He lives in Germany. B-U-R-N-T Toast.
Steve Megatron Phillips.
We'll tap you again next week.
That's what she said.
I'll be pissed at Steve.